Owen and Agassiz did comparative biology, yet they rejected Darwin's theory. Mendel was no Darwinist, and Darwin was no biochemist. So comparative biology, like most other fields in biology, owes nothing to Darwinism. In the final episode of PBS's television series, the narrator states that for decades after the 1925 Scopes trial, Darwin seemed to be locked out of America's public schools. When the Soviets launched Sputnik, the first man-made satellite, in 1957, according to the narrator, Darwin was restored to the curriculum and long-neglected science programs were revived in America's classrooms. Yet during the supposedly benighted decades between 1925 and 1957, American schools produced more Nobel Prize winners than the rest of the world put together. And in physiology and medicine, the fields that should have been most stunted by neglect of Darwinism, the U.S. produced fully twice as many Nobel laureates as all other countries combined. Obviously, biomedical science does just fine without Darwinism. Harvard biologist Mark W. Kirschner, Chapter 3, recently told a reporter for the Boston Globe, "Over the last 100 years, almost all of biology has proceeded independent of evolution, except evolutionary biology itself." Although he lamented this situation, Kirschner acknowledged, "Molecular biology, biochemistry, physiology have not taken evolution into account at all." Chemist Philip S. Skell, a member of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, wrote in The Scientist that his own research with antibiotics during World War II received no guidance from insights provided by Darwinian evolution. Skell had recently asked more than 70 eminent researchers if they would have done their work differently if they had thought Darwin's theory was wrong. The responses were all the same: no. After reviewing the major biological discoveries of the 20th century, Skell concluded, "I found that Darwin's theory had provided no discernible guidance, but was brought in after the breakthroughs as an interesting narrative gloss." Providing a narrative gloss may be interesting, but claiming credit for other people's achievements is theft. There should be a word for this particular form of intellectual larceny. Even though Darwin himself was not the culprit, when Darwinists steal credit for scientific breakthroughs to which they contributed nothing, the verb "to Darwin" might be appropriate. Generations of breeders have been Darwined. Mendel has been Darwined. Jenner and Semmelweis have been Darwined. Fleming, Florey, Chain, and Waksman have been Darwined. So have the real pioneers of modern biology. They've all been Darwined. Taking credit where none is due. In 1999, then-Vice President Al Gore told CNN, "During my service in the United States Congress, I took the initiative in creating the Internet.